has lost an appeal of his conviction. The Kansas City Star reports 56-year-old Clifford Curry was convicted of assault with intent to commit murder for the September 2016 attack on his supervisor, who was seriously burned during the attack at Munson Army Health Center at Fort Leavenworth. Curry argued in his appeal the prosecutor made several improper statements during the trial. The high court ruled the prosecutor's statements may have been improper, but they did not violate Curry's right to a fair trial. Incoming Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and Wichita-based Koch Industries agree that the state's prison system needs reform. The Kansas City Star reports Kelly's call for criminal justice reform comes as the state's prison system experienced its largest increase in inmates in a decade, and official estimates indicate the inmate population could exceed capacity in the next couple of years. I'm Stephanie Austin.
This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. The Christmas season is just around the corner. Christmas music fills the air, kids get so excited, people are in a festive mood, and all the decorations are so pretty. It is so easy to get distracted by all the activities that we can forget the real reason for the season. Some 2,000 plus years ago, our Heavenly Father sent His Son to earth to be our Redeemer, as He promised. That's really what it's all about. After all, wise men still seek Him. Now more than ever, we are so blessed to live in a country that we are free to worship our Savior in the church of our choice. We at Schmidt & Sons wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. This is our 52nd year of having the honor to serve you, and we are looking forward to serving you in the years to come. We appreciate your business and friendship throughout the years. We have been blessed through the years, and I hope that you have also. God's blessings on a very Merry Christmas.
Wyandotte County has become the latest municipality to sue opioid makers and distributors alleging they pushed highly addictive, dangerous drugs. The Kansas City Star reports the county filed a lawsuit in federal court against 14 industry giants and their affiliates. The lawsuit accuses them of getting rich by hooking people on pain meds while costing citizens large amounts of money in health care and law enforcement to deal with addiction, diversion, and overdoses. A Wichita man has been indicted on charges after pointing a laser beam at a Kansas Highway Patrol aircraft while it was in flight. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister said 29-year-old Armando Rodriguez Leva was indicted last week. The patrol's aircraft was flying over south of Wichita earlier this month, assisting law enforcement with the search of a suspect. During the flight, a green-colored laser struck the aircraft several times, momentarily blinding the pilots. The pilots were able to use the camera on the side of the plane to pinpoint the address where the beam was coming from. I'm Stephanie Austin.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Mid-America Network News. Another data center is in the works for Sarpy County in eastern Nebraska, a project that has raised questions about data center saturation. The identity of the companies being kept a secret until the land transaction has occurred. The saturation question was raised during the Papillion Planning Board approval process. The centers require a lot of power as well as land that could be held onto for future manufacturing and industry centers with more jobs. State officials say that Nebraska collected less net revenue than expected for November. The Department of Revenue reports the state last month netted $390 million, which is 2.3% below the certified forecast of $400 million. The department says collections were lower for all four major tax categories, individual and corporate income, sales and use, and miscellaneous. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done. Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork to learn more.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Sarah Moyer. As 2018 concludes, K-State Research and Extension looks back on highlights from the previous year. Agricultural services and education were extended in greater demand, some in part to the status of the farm economy. Other initiatives with youth development, water challenges, and more were active among programs. K-State Director for Extension, Greg Hadley, says the cooperative service will always have work to do.
I think it was a good one for extension overall in Kansas. When you think about our whole goal of going out and helping people help themselves by providing the education that's needed to improve their lives, livelihoods, and communities, myself and our extension professionals, you just can't get a better job than working here. So it's always a good year in extension.
Hadley explains some impacts of an important piece of legislation, the 2018 Farm Bill.
What does the Farm Bill have to do with extension? Well, we get our federal dollars distributed to both the land-grant universities and extension from the Farm Bill. The other issue is that we need to help educate producers on the changes in the Farm Bill. And this year, the legislature, they made extension the home for FNEP and SNAP-Ed programs throughout the United States. We have always been the focus of SNAP education here in Kansas, but I think it says something about the confidence that the federal legislature has in extension to make SNAP-Ed's home in extension.
Hadley also looks forward to what is expected for extension in 2019.
There will be at least one new extension district forming this next year. Hopefully there will be more. The key is that our society is not getting any less complex. And we need to have specialized agents, we need to have our specialists, and we need to have them available to the communities where they're needed. And so that's always going to involve some changes here, some changes there, but the end game here is to make sure an educator and a Kansan is able to link up together so that we can provide the education that's needed for that person to improve their lives.
That was K-State Director for Extension, Greg Hadley, reviewing highlights from the previous year and looking ahead to what the future holds for the state program. I'm Sarah Moyer with Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this Christmas day, we'll be partly sunny with our highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, we'll drop down to a low of 35 degrees with mostly cloudy conditions. We will see areas of rain throughout the night into Wednesday. Wednesday, otherwise, will be mostly cloudy with a high of 50 degrees. Wednesday night, we'll drop down to a low of 43 degrees with mostly cloudy conditions. We will have gusts up to 30 miles per hour with areas of rain into Thursday. today. Thursday otherwise will be mostly cloudy with a high of 51 degrees. We'll have gusts up to 25 miles per hour with areas of showers and snow showers throughout the day. Thursday night will drop down to a low of 22 degrees with mostly cloudy conditions. We will have breezy conditions throughout the night. And leading into Friday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 29 degrees. Friday night will drop down to a low of 13 degrees with mostly cloudy conditions. Into Saturday will be partly sunny throughout the day.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this day 70 in 1933. The average low 21, the record low is 26 below zero in 1989. Sunset this evening 5:05, sunrise in the morning at 7:40.
With kind remembrances and best wishes for a bright and special new year, the staff at Citizen State Bank wish you and yours peace on earth and joy to all. At Citizen State Bank in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, you'll find better products, better services, and better banking. Warm wishes for a wonderful holiday season. Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season. May your holidays be merry and the new year filled with friends, family, and good times. From Landall Corporation. Since 1963, Landall Corporation has grown to be a leader in innovative design, world-class manufacturing, and marketing quality products and services. Hope, health, and prosperity in the new year.
A potential last hurrah in Oakland, and a head coach is sticking around for a while. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In what could be their final game in Oakland, Dwayne Harris and the Raiders got things going with a 99-yard punt return.
Harris is going to let this one bounce. Can they down it? They do. Inside the 5 yards, picked up by Harris now. Loose football coming over to the right. Great move. Out to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Breaks free. He's going to go the distance. What a play by Dwayne Harris. Touchdown, Raiders.
On KGMZ, Oakland beat Denver 27-14. The Seahawks have signed head coach Pete Carroll to an extension through 2021. His fourth contract with the team. Seattle recently clinched its seventh playoff appearance under Carroll. The Alabama Crimson Tide suspends three players, including lineman Deontay Brown, for the Orange Bowl against Oklahoma due to a violation of team rules and policies. A full slate of NBA games for Christmas tips off with the Knicks and the Bucks. Milwaukee making its first Christmas Day appearance since 1977. Head coach Mike Budenholzer.
I think it's a great honor for our players, for our organization, to be on Christmas Day. It's an honor. So, we're all looking forward to a great game, and the fans will enjoy it, I'm sure.
The Bucks are a game and a half out of first place. The Lakers and Warriors take center stage in their first meeting of the season. LeBron James praising Golden State and its championship pedigree.
They're a team that's trying to figure out how they can win another championship, and that's their goal every night. That's our ultimate goal, but we have some things we need to do, in between that.
But Draymond Green?
Yeah, I really don't give a damn about him being in a Lakers uniform. That really don't matter to me. That's the team he's on, and that's what we face.
Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort sends season's greetings and good wishes to you and your family for health and happiness throughout the coming year. M&R Auto Parts is your local CarQuest dealer. Rex and his crew wish you a warm and cozy holiday from M&R Auto Parts.
Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season.
Whatever is beautiful, whatever is meaningful, whatever brings you happiness, may it be yours this holiday season from the State Bank of Axtell. The State Bank of Axtell is a locally owned bank. They give their customers the kind of hometown service they have become accustomed to over the years. Holiday greetings from your friends at the State Bank of Axtell.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has detailed which functions of USDA will remain available now since the government is in a partial shutdown. He said they'll leverage the existing resources as best they can to continue to provide top-notch service that people expect. Some of the programs will continue: meat, poultry, and processed egg inspection service, grain and other commodity inspections, weighing, grading, and IT support services funding by users' fees, inspections for import and export activities to prevent an introduction or dissemination of pests into and out of the U.S., including inspections from Hawaii and Puerto Rico to the mainland, care of animals, plants, and associated infrastructure to preserve ag research and to comply with the wild horse and burro statutes. Eligible households will still receive their monthly Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or SNAP benefits for January. Most other domestic nutrition assistance programs, like the Commodity Supplement Food Program, WIC, and Food Distribution Program on Indian reservations, will continue to operate at the state and local level with any funding and commodity resources that are available. The child nutrition programs like school lunch, school breakfast, child and adult care feeding, summer food service, special milk also continue operations into February. Meal providers are paid on a reimbursement basis 30 days after the end of the service month, so carryover funding will be available during the lapse to support the fiscal year 2019 meal service. Also, provision of the conservation technical and financial assistance like Conservation Reserve Program, EQIP, and easement programs, some farm payments like the direct payments, market assistant loans, market facilitation payments, disaster assistance programs will continue for the first week of the shutdown. And the market facilitation payments, trade mitigation purchases made by the Ag Market Service and Ag Export Credit, and other ag trade development and monitoring activities will continue. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue took a look back at a busy year for the United States Department of Agriculture and said his agency accomplished a lot of good things for American agriculture. We fought for American farmers, ranchers, and producers by delivering new and improved trade deals like USMCA and a renegotiated CORUS agreement, provided trade assistance to farmers because of illegal trade retaliation, and helped our fellow citizens through devastating natural disasters, Perdue says. I'm proud to say that every day at the United States Department of Agriculture, we do our best to live by our motto to do right and feed everyone. He says accomplishments include making strides toward reining in dependence on government assistance by beginning the rulemaking process to move more able-bodied adults without dependence off the SNAP program and to self-reliance. USDA also provided a broad range of assistance to residents, agricultural producers, and impacted communities at large following Hurricanes Florence and Michael in 2018. Over the past year, the United States Department of Agriculture Forest Service treated more than 3.5 million acres to reduce hazardous fuels and improve forest health through timber sales and prescribed fires. The agency also successfully merged the Agriculture Marketing Service, Grain Inspection, Packers and Stockyards Administration, and the Farm Service Agency's Commodity Operations Programs to better meet the needs of farmers, ranchers, producers, and consumers, while also improving customer service and maximizing efficiency. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says 2018 was a successful year. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Merry Christmas.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, $2,000 full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done. It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. This week of Christmas, we'll hear what Christmas on one farm was like nearly a century ago from a couple of people who were there. What you'll hear was recorded several years ago when my Aunt Leona Steinmetz was alive and in her 90s, and my Aunt Rachel Shoupy, who turned 100 this year, was a young woman of 93. Their memories of Christmas on the farm as children after this.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
My late father, Clarence Lebsack, wrote in 1977 about Christmas years ago. He wrote, "As it is now, Christmas was always a happy time. The emphasis was not so much on gifts, and of course it was not as commercial as it is now." My Aunt Rachel and my Aunt Leona can vouch for the lack of gifts.
I don't remember ever getting a gift as a child. I don't think we had such things.
That's my Aunt Leona Steinmetz, who lives in Greeley, Colorado now. Jacob and Catherine Lebsack, her parents, my grandparents, had 10 children. Let's see, 6 girls and 4 boys?
Right.
My Aunt Rachel Shoupy, who still lives on the family farm in far northeastern Colorado.
Well, we really looked forward to it, but we never got any Christmas gifts from our parents like people do now. Christmas wasn't a gift time at our house. You know, when you have 10 kids to feed, you can't afford to buy Christmas presents. Well, the only thing we got was that little bag of candy. The man that ran the grocery store down at Proctor always saw to it that we had some candy at Christmas time, though.
Was that a big deal to you at that time?
It was. That's the only candy we ever got, except the sucker we got on Saturday nights after we thinned beets all week.
Lots of other memories about being on the farm as a child, too. But back to Christmas, my dad wrote that they didn't have radio until he was about 15, around 1929. No TV. The only newspapers were the Sterling Advocate and Capper's Weekly. And at Christmas time, the catalogs, Montgomery Ward and Sears Roebuck would show up. And the boys would look at the wagons and the skates. And the girls, Aunt Leona, do you remember the catalogs?
Boy, do I. We girls, we cut every doll out of there. You know, we used to cut out the pictures of the girls and boys and play with paper dolls. Those were our paper dolls. We cut up the catalogs. Nobody used anything to order anything. We didn't order anything out of a catalog.
More great memories about Christmas long ago out on the farm tomorrow. Back after this.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to get for?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay!
Hiya,
you're a professional. You can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, Tom, and Rob at
353-2210.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Alliance Insurance would like to take a moment to thank our customers for the continued business and wish you all a safe and happy holiday. Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance for all your insurance needs. 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393. Happy holidays!
At Christmas time, your days are filled. You need to
clean the house,
plan the trip,
send the cards,
trim the tree,
buy the gifts,
get the toys,
wrap them up,
bake the treats,
make a list,
check it twice,
get eggnog,
write thank you notes,
hang the lights,
call the folks,
connect with friends,
and cook the food.
This Christmas, remember not just what you need, but the homeless, the poor, and those in need. Keep Christ in Christmas.
This message brought to you by the Knights of Columbus.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows around 35. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 50, cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Chiefs walk away with a loss against the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday, 38-31. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw three touchdown passes during the game, upping his total for the season to a number of 48. But it just wasn't enough, as quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson, also had a great night with passing, including the late game passing to hold off the Chiefs in the final minutes, making their final game of the regular season against the Oakland Raiders this coming up Sunday at 3:30. The Chiefs are number one in the AFC West with a current record of 11-4. Their final opponent, the Oakland Raiders, are wrapping up their season with a current record of 3-11. In college basketball, the AP's top rankings came out as Duke ranked number one, the Kansas Jayhawks fell to number five, and the Oklahoma Sooners fell to number 25. Also in that list included number two, Michigan, number three, Tennessee, number four, Virginia, and Nevada sitting at number six currently. From the sports desk, I'm Andy Hoosier.
This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. The Christmas season is just around the corner. Christmas music fills the air, kids get so excited, people are in a festive mood, and all the decorations are so pretty. It is so easy to get distracted by all the activities that we can forget the real reason for the season. Some 2,000 plus years ago, our Heavenly Father sent His Son to earth to be our Redeemer, as He promised. That's really what it's all about. After all, wise men still seek Him. Now more than ever, we are so blessed to live in a country that we are free to worship our Savior in the church of our choice. We at Schmidt & Sons wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. This is our 52nd year of having the honor to serve you, and we are looking forward to serving you in the years to come. We appreciate your business and friendship throughout the years. We have been blessed through the years, and I hope that you have also. God's blessings on a very Merry Christmas.
The Kansas Jayhawks fell to number 5 in the AP's rankings for the week and number 6 in the coaches ranking after their latest fall to number 17 Arizona State 80-76 on Saturday. That takes them overall to number 8 in the Big 12 Conference. Baylor and Oklahoma sit as number 1 and number 2 in the Big 12. The Jayhawks now face Eastern Michigan on Saturday, tip off for that game at 1 p.m. Sitting at number 9 in the Big 12 Conference is the Kansas State Wildcats, as they're coming off their latest victory last Saturday against Vanderbilt 69-58. They're looking for another home victory against George Mason this Saturday, tip off for that game at 7 p.m.
And in the American Athletic Conference, the Wichita State Shockers fell in their latest game against VCU. Final score for that one last Saturday, 70-54. The Shockers are currently sitting number 2 in the American Athletic Conference, while VCU currently sits number 9 in the Atlantic 10. The SMU Mustangs, currently at 8-4, are sitting number 1 in the American Athletic Conference. That's the latest for your Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Merry Christmas to you.
It's better to give than receive has a nice ring to it, but can it be proven? We will share some evidence on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Christmas Day, Tuesday, December 25th, the 359th day of the year. Singer Jimmy Buffett has a birthday, and 200 years ago today, the song Silent Night was first performed at Christmas services in Obendorf, Germany. Psychologists have been studying gift giving, and they found even the simplest of gifts comes with some very complex connotations. The act of giving, they say, in making us think about others and what's important to them, strengthens social relationships. When we opt out of exchanging gifts, we're really missing an opportunity to reinforce those bonds. It turns out the real gift is allowing others the gift of gift giving, or as someone put it more eloquently, it really is the thought that counts. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and get the advice of the day, visit almanac.com.
Heiligen Nacht. Weihnachtslied, gesungen von Opernsänger Hans Hofmann. Edison-Rekord. Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles Glück, ein Sommer, nur das rote Hoch.
Christmas from our family tears. Here's wishing you the best this holiday season.
And complete details.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With Wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters, and they cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave Ventilation Unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. For more information, visit dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com. Or call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare water systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE, 1-888-973-WAVE, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never